Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Spin the Rally Pod. There is no George, no David with me, Lisa O'Sullivan, but there is Colin Clark and there is this. After 3 months of silence, the glorious echoes of WRC cars testing in the midsummer forests of Finland, a sound we have all missed. It never gets old, does it? Now, I am going to cover some stuff that you all know, but bear with me while I recap. There is no Rally Finland heading our way, but the moratorium on testing for teams was lifted at the beginning of June, and what better place to take those cars out for a run to shake off the dust than some of our sport's favourite stages. So Hyundai, after a bit of a hiccup on day one of their test, joined Toyota in Jyväskylä. And with lockdown coming undone, we let loose Dirtfish's very own voice of rally, Colin Clark, to take a look at what was happening and report back.
Well, hello, Spin the Rally Pod and Dirtfish Rally friends. Listen, I'm sure if you've been following Dirtfish.com all week, you'll know exactly where I am. It's Friday night and, it's midsummer. It's midsummer. They have a huge holiday here at midsummer to celebrate the longest day of the year, and that is what we're doing here, just outside Helsinki this evening. But it's been a remarkable week here in Finland. You might argue, well, it's just another week's testing. Far from it. Really, to see World Rally cars back on gravel stages for the first time in 3 months, and not just any gravel stages, some of the finest gravel stages in the world, on Onympoja, perhaps the most famous and best stage in the world, with Oiktanik. Oh, my word, what a treat it has been this week. So, in terms of Spin the Rally Pod, well, this week it's me, it's Lise, and a few friends. Some of the best drivers in the world, and, well, Tommy Mäkinen as well, for you to hear from this week, from our testing week here in Finland. So enjoy listening to our drivers, enjoy listening to Tommy Mäkinen, and we will be back next week as a full team to discuss, to cogitate, to argue perhaps, and to bring you all the news and views from the world of rallying with Spin the Rally Pod. But this one's a special one, enjoy it.
First up for Colin, and at an appropriate social distance, our reigning world champion Oiktanik, back in his Hyundai for the first time since spinning the gravel at Rally Mexico.
Out in the Hyundai on Finnish gravel for the first time today. Tell me how it felt.
It feels good. Quite a fancy stage. Onympoja, it's a nice piece of road actually. I've never been really competing on this part, maybe once or twice before. So it's a nice experience and for sure also very demanding for the car. So nice place to do some development.
You are right now the king of Finnish gravel. You've won two in a row, obviously. You're not going to get the chance this year, sadly. But tell us the difference between this car that you're in today and the car you've won this rally twice in. Was there much of a difference out there?
Of course, every car has its own personality, so we are working now on this car to make it sure it beats the other one.
Yeah, you know, it's not done so well in the past on finished gravel. We know there's been problems with turning. It does look as if you're trying some new aero, some different setups on it today. Do you feel you're making progress?
We are trying, of course, quite many new things. We've had some time to gather ourselves and basically to go through some data we've had from the beginning of the year. So for sure, we are working on it and hopefully we are improving.
Now, we've been talking to the Toyota boys this week and all of them said the same thing. Getting into the car for the first time, the first few passes were actually quite scary because of the speed. You're on the fastest stage we've seen this weekend. You know, was there a moment of hesitation through the first few passes?
Nah, I would say in the test anyway, you are never pushing the limits in the first pass, so it's more about testing. But luckily I've done also some few days in R5 before this, so let's say I'm a bit used, but for sure in WRC it's been a long break, so to get used to the notes and things and to get into the rhythm, you need to focus a bit.
And obviously, as we mentioned, there's no Rally Finland this year, but you know, there could be a Rally Estonia. There could be one or two other gravel rallies coming into the championship. So this day could actually be really important for your 2020 season.
Of course, let's say it's been always a bit of, low part for the team, you know, to be fast in the fast roads. So now we try to improve this on these specific roads and the characteristics. So of course, I guess when we can improve, we can also maybe take it to the other, let's say, roads as well. So let's see what is possible. It's still early part in testing and it's been a long break, but I guess many things still open and still working.
Yeah, it's easy to forget, isn't it, that you've really had very little gravel time in this car, just one rally, effectively, Rally Mexico. So in terms of building your confidence in the car, building your pace in the car, there's still a lot to come, clearly.
Well, there is always a lot to do, and this year especially, it's been very limited. I've actually not done any proper rallying yet this year, so everything I've done has been cut short, so that's how it is, but now we have some things to do.
A lot of talk, Oit, about Rally Estonia in the WRC. You know, it's exciting. It would be really exciting to have your home rally as a round of this year's World Championship.
Hopefully, yes. I would say it's definitely a smart move from a promoter to actually look outside of the box, because the sport needs to keep going, and it's very important that we learn to live with our new friend of Corona. So maybe we need to do different and find different routes, but it's definitely a right way to go.
Hyundai's Oit Tanak talking to dirtfish.com there after 2 days of testing with the prospect of competing on home soil at Rally Dirtfish in Estonia in August. Now, testing didn't start very well for Thierry Neuville. A bit of an off, shall we say, on day one. Well, he's been celebrating his birthday in Finland. Our present to him, a chat with the voice of rally, Colin Clark.
Thierry, obviously great to see you back in the car, but it's not been that long since you were in the car. Tell us about last week here in Finland and talk us through what happened.
Yeah, I mean, basically there was the press release as well after the crash. We actually took off a wheel in a cut, a big hidden stone, which we discovered by the end of the day by cutting more and more every time, and it just sent us into the ditch. And we rolled the car several times, and unfortunately the team took the decision to send a new car, which probably was a safer choice.
Yeah, you know, about this time last year, you had probably the biggest accident of your life in Chile. How did it compare to that one?
No, it was pretty much smooth against to the one from last year. Obviously, yeah, the car looks damaged, but at the end, yeah, you get two or three rolls and the car always looked destroyed.
Obviously, you're looking remarkably fit and well. Yourself and Nicholas both okay? Were there any repercussions from the accident?
Not at all. And we are back, I don't know how many days after, or less than a week. So we both feel well.
That's fantastic to hear. So tell me about today and just how difficult it's been, or if it hasn't been difficult, to get back in the car and to find a nice rhythm again after so long out of the car.
No, obviously it's a very challenging and demanding road today. Really needs a lot of concentration. Obviously it's my birthday as well today, so pretty a lot of things going on, but we are enjoying the day. I mean, the sun is out, we have a very nice and fast car on one of the best roads in the world. So if somebody would have told me this 20 years back that I would be driving on my birthday through the Finnish roads with one of the fastest cars in the world, I probably wouldn't believe that. But yeah, I'm enjoying it.
It's a nice way to spend your birthday, isn't it?
It is.
You know, obviously, we're in Finland. Finland, over the past few years, has been a bit of a struggle for a Hyundai. So there's a lot to do, I would imagine, here today. We don't know what the test regulations are going to be next year. This could be a very important day's testing for you.
Yeah, I mean, there will still be some testing, of course. But definitely, it's always important. And I mean, we are getting valuable data. Even if there will be no Rally Finland this year, there might be some similar events, truck out, still towards the end of the season. So let's take a maximum out of those days, and like I said, today I try to enjoy it as well, because it's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day, but in terms of the rest of the season, Thierry, ideally, what would you like to see happening?
Yeah, obviously, it's a tricky situation for everybody of us, and maybe even more tricky for a lot of people, more tricky than for us, and for a lot of people around the world. We are lucky and happy to be here, to be able to restart again. We don't know what the calendar going to be look like, but I think the main goal should be to find, to get the season going again, find at least 4 or 5 rounds to get the circus rolling again.
If those 4 or 5 rounds were new rounds, maybe even 3 or 4 of them rallies that you'd never done before, what would you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we need to adapt to the situation and do the best of it. It's definitely not an easy situation for the promoter as well, for the organizers of the different events. So I think we need to support each other. And if there would be 4 new rallies, let's try to make the best out of it. But I definitely would find it a challenging way to end the season.
Back to work for birthday boy Thierry Neuville then, and Hyundai Motorsport, and hopefully for the rest of us too. Let's face it, everything that needed painting or fixing or tidying has been done. The experts are finally ready to start teaching again. That yoga mat can surely be shoved back under the bed, and those scissors can be carefully taken away from the very amateur hairdressers. All in all, it has been a long time away for everyone, including 6-time WRC champion Sebastien Ogier, 3 months on from his Rally Mexico win in his Toyota Yaris.
Seb, back in Finland, back in the Toyota Yaris, it's been almost 3 months since you were in this car.
Yeah, it's been, I think, exactly 3 months, yeah. So it's the first one have been strange, because honestly, that's kind of road you need to be in the rhythm to really enjoy it. And the first one feels quite fast, but very quickly I also realized how good this car is here. You feel that the car has been tested a lot on those roads, and it's a nice feeling to drive the race in Finland.
Big difference between this one and the other, what, 3 World Rally cars you've driven here?
Honestly, the last years I've been driving Fiesta or the Citroën on this road, and I think we've seen that that the Yaris was definitely the fastest on the last edition, so I kind of sense it now.
You mentioned that obviously it took you a little while to get into things this morning. Physically, how difficult was it? I know you're supremely fit, but you're using those muscles again that you're needing to drive the car.
Yeah, physically, I think on a 1-day test, it's fine, it should be okay. And obviously we had a lot of time to do some sport at home and keep training. So it's that's not really an issue physically. It's more mentally and getting your reflex again and being alert. Judging the limits are a little bit more challenging in the beginning. But like I say, very quickly it came back.
How much would you have liked after this morning to have gone on to do Rally Finland this year? It's such a shame, isn't it, that you're not getting the opportunity to do it?
Yeah, of course. We were looking forward. It's for me and for the whole team highlight of the year. So of course it's a shame that it has been cancelled now. Mainly we hope that there will be some more event this year, because of course we want to be back to action and be back fighting for a championship. So far we've done three races at least. We can say that we are lucky on that point compared to other sports. We've been racing already earlier this year, and now, yeah, I think we're all missing it, so hopefully we'll be back to some competition soon.
How close are you after today's test, three rallies in this car? How close are you to 100% in the Yaris?
Hard question. I think we have been doing a good start of the season. It feels strange to talk about season now because it felt so long ago already. So I think we're going to kind of have a new start when it resumes, but every day we do with this car make us feel more and more at home, and last rally was good for us as we won in Mexico, so we definitely want to keep going on this momentum with big break in between.
Well, it's fantastic to see you back out in the stages, Seb. We're looking forward to seeing you on a proper rally soon enough.
Thank you very much. See you soon, Napoli.
Sébastien Ogier handing over Toyota's test Yaris to Elvin Evans, who, you have to admit, is entitled to feel extra frustration over this year's enforced break. He was showing superb form at the start of the year, and Colin wanted to know if that feeling is still there.
Elvin, it's been a very, very long time since Rally Mexico. We've been watching you out in the stages today. It's looking good, but how did it feel getting back into the car?
Yeah, obviously it's been a while, so obviously initially a really good feeling to be back here working with the team and to get back behind the wheel again. Obviously it took a few runs just to try and settle in, but the car's feeling good.
You know, Finland is always a difficult place to come to for a rally driver. It's always a little bit of a shock just how fast it is. But this morning, those first two passes, talk us through what they felt like.
Yeah, it felt okay. It felt like a little bit of a chicken in a few places, to be honest. Just better be safe than sorry, just the start of the test. But no, I settled in quite quickly, I think. And obviously it's the first time for us testing the Yaris on this type of road. So it feels good.
Physically, you know, we know you're supremely fit, but driving the car, certain demands, obviously, physically. Has that been an issue at all?
No, it's obviously just been a morning, and obviously the fitness side has been able to have been maintained at home even better than normal with all the time we've had on our hands, so no problem on that side.
Tell us then about the car. As you mentioned, it's your first time in Finland in this car. We know the pedigree of this car on the Finnish stages. Just how much fun eventually was it to drive this morning?
Yeah, fantastic. Obviously, I have quite a fast road as well, so you know, to find out about the car is exciting. And obviously, even though we don't have a rally to work towards, we're still trying to, you know, find the best performance and get it suited to myself. And to be honest, I don't have to do so much work, but it's nice to do that fine tuning and get a feel for it.
When we spoke to Seb yesterday, he said that within a couple of runs, he understood why this car was so dominant here over the last couple of years on Rally Finland. I guess it was more or less the same for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a strong car in this condition. We know, obviously, it's been developed here. And I've enjoyed driving it so far. And it's a shame, in a way, this year, you know, there's no Rally Finland to allow us to find out how good it potentially could be. But cross fingers, we'll be back next year.
It's been an absolute dream start to the year for you, Elvin. So in some ways, you know, you must... We're all disappointed, but especially so because the momentum was very much going your way. You feel confident that when we get going again, you'll just pick up where you left off?
Yeah, definitely hope so. You just need to keep doing with the attitude we came into the year, keep doing what we were doing before. Obviously, we have a bit more experience of the car now. We have a few areas we know we can work on still. So looking forward to what may come in the second half of the year.
You know, we knew after Monte Carlo, Elvin, that you were potentially a title contender this year. Now, if we get some new rallies towards the end of the year, it's a level playing field for everyone. Maybe that ups your chances a touch.
I'm not sure. Who knows what'll happen at this stage? You know, it's all a bit up in the air. And we know everybody will be just as hungry to fight for that title. So whatever the outcome, whatever rallies we do go to, obviously we're going to have to go with our utmost effort and do the best we can if we want a shot. But ultimately it'll just be a case of going rally by rally for me again.
Elvin, it's been magnificent watching you in the stage this morning. It's good to see you looking confident, sounding confident. We'll see you on a rally somewhere soon.
Hopefully so, yeah. See you soon.
Toyota Gazoo Racing's Elvin Evans looking impressive on those fast finish roads by all accounts. Surely that's got to be enough to put a smile on the face of his team boss, the one, the only, Tommy Mäkinen.
Tommy, it's been a very, very long time since that Saturday at Rally Mexico. Really good, isn't it, to be back out testing, to get the World Rally car back out onto finish stages.
Finally, finally. As we can see, it is big number of spectators as well. It is about the same amount of spectators as during the rallies.
It's been a very difficult time though, Tommy, and we've heard of a lot of people losing their jobs, a lot of people being laid off. You've kept all of your employees on, all of your Uvascular-based employees as well as your Estonian employees. How have you managed to do that?
Yeah, we have done our future preparation as carefully as we could, and now it's our operation in Estonia. They close it beginning of last week. They closed and they stay on holiday now but still our R&D is working, and we are working also with 2022 regulation car. It is quite a lot of work with us.
Is there anything you can tell us, Tommy, about the 2021 car? Anything you can say about that? We heard perhaps that things weren't going to plan there. Can you tell us anything?
It's decided to stop, and of course it is due to coronavirus, and so. I would say it is because the current regulation is that we have to have a 25,000 homologation car units, and that is very, very difficult question in this kind of difficult time. I would say if we are in 2022 car and same situation now, sure, nothing to even think about to reduce or stop.
How disappointing is that for you? Because you put a lot of work into that, a lot of effort, and it was looking really good.
It was, of course, it was very, very big disappointment for everybody. I would say especially all people who used to work hard with that and seeing the potential and everything. Everybody wanted to see the car, but also they easily understood that it's only 1 year, and then at the same time we knew that 2022 regulation is close, and we have to concentrate for that as well. And I would say it was bit decreasing the disappointment because of 2022 regulation as well.
There's still plenty to look forward to, that's for sure. Obviously Rally Finland though, Tommy, you know, your favourite rally, a legendary rally. You're based in Pohjola, just up the road. Obviously we'll be back in 12 months, but it's going to be difficult come August not to be rallying around Uvascular.
That's true. It's our rally, and always since we started, we've been succeeding well here. But well, we have to accept it, and we have to accept all other rallies. We wanted to be in Safari, we wanted to be in New Zealand, we wanted to be in UK, we wanted to be all over, and we cannot be there. We have to accept the situation, and we have to wait and see what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of suggestion that there might be some new rallies added. We might get a new schedule for the last half of the 2020 calendar. What are your thoughts on that?
For me, it sounds very interesting. I would like to see, of course, I would like to see us in action as soon as possible. And whatever, when I was there driving myself, I was always very keen to see new rallies and new places, new stages, everything. Why not? Even the standard or distance or whatever, but just go there and see. I'm fully agree with that.
So. And I don't think you are a betting man, because you don't seem like a betting man to me, Tommy. But if you were a betting man and you had to bet on the next rally, where are we going to see World Rally cars in competition? Where will they be back out?
So I hope maybe in Italy.
Tommy, we heard some very sad news this morning that legendary rally journalist Martin Holmes had passed away. Martin was probably around for just about all of your career. What are your memories of Martin?
Yeah, there is so big number of memories. I remember always, all over, always. Martin was always part of the game, and he was professional. Real professional, always his stories and everything. He looked the overall. He was always gentleman writer, and he did great work.
Toyota team boss Tommy Mäkinen paying tribute there to Martin Holmes, a great British rally journalist who'll be sadly missed. We'd like to send our condolences to his family at this sad time. Well, it does feel like we are getting closer to a restart of the World Rally Championship. We will keep you posted with the very latest rally news on dirtfish.com. If you're enjoying Spin the Rally Pod, why not share the love? And why not subscribe right now with your podcast supplier? That's it from me. We will have the whole team back in harness next time. But for now, how about a little more of this?